This lecture takes place at a time when, as a country, we are going through some trying growth pains. Together, we are searching for inspiration, seeking guidance, and yes, yearning for leadership. Our country is undergoing a complex and sometimes painful examination of its foundations, of its values, and of its institutions. It is a time such as this that a nation has to dig deep within itself, take careful observation, and focus on repairing its soul. During such trying times, it's not uncommon for us as Africans to seek the wisdom of departed ancestors, and it's the life's work of Stephen Bantu Biko that we look today for such wisdom. Biko's writings, of course, speak less of an attitude towards racist governors than it does to the psychology and consciousness of the oppressed. It's quite fundamental. There's a set of themes that run through Paulo Freire's Pedagogy of the Oppressed. It's about people, their motivation, and how they will rise. He understood then, and as we must now, that the consciousness of the poor and their active participation as agents of change in their own lives is the key to democratic transformation. For these beliefs, Biko gave his life in the name of freedom and democracy. And for this, we owe him a debt of gratitude, and he certainly deserves that rightful place that he enjoys in our collective memory.